welcome to a new podcast where we're breaking through and breaking it down with a new girl, your host, Dawn Piercy. Welcome to a new podcast. My name is Dawn Piercy and I am your host. Today I am bringing you John Ray Music. He is a songwriter, musician, and recording artist out of Nashville, Tennessee. In 2013, he won the prestigious United Way Battle of the Bands for Florida Southern College, and he has since went on to open for The Outlaws, Brothers Osborne, Chase Bryant, as well as American Idol's Joss Grayson and Bucky Covington. Now, John, welcome to a new podcast, and thank you for being a new guest. How are you this
evening?
Thank
you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, from the research I've done, you were drawn to the piano at a very young age, and you actually started songwriting at a young age, too. Now, can you share with us the moment that you were drawn to the piano, how you started getting and playing different instruments and got into songwriting at such a young age?
Yeah, sure. Growing up in my house, I had a piano, and I couldn't help but pass it every day and try to just mess around on it. And I have siblings that are a good bit older than me. And growing up, they used to mess around on the piano. Nothing serious, just the type of thing that parents do. They try to figure out what their kids want to do. They want to get into sports or music. And my siblings, you know, took lessons for a couple of months and then it wasn't for them. And then they started doing sports. And for me, I was actually really into sports as well, but just messed around on the piano for fun. Didn't really take lessons as a kid, but just kind of had an ear for music, I think, early on. So, yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, you started playing with the instruments when you got into high school, if I'm not mistaken, other instruments, or was it just...
I picked up guitar. Yeah, I picked up guitar right before high school. When I was 13 in middle school, that's when I first picked up guitar and started learning to play guitar. And then still kind of had knowledge of piano from when I was younger. And then later on took lessons for... I took guitar lessons off and on through high school, like you're saying, and started in middle school and then took some lessons, not till college, but for piano to kind of understand what I was doing. I played by ear piano, but really kind of understand the theory and everything behind it. Started taking classes in college for that.
So. Okay. And then you started your first band when you were in college too, right?
First, like, serious band. I think a lot of us musicians growing up that were musicians most of our lives, had fun bands that we just kind of messed around with in middle school. I still have a MySpace page somewhere on the web that I don't want anybody to find of a band I had in middle school. But yeah, the first serious band, or more serious as it gets in college, is when I started playing.
Tell us about the Battle of the Bands.
Sure. So the Battle of the Bands, I went to Florida Southern College, smaller college here in Lakeland, Florida. And it was just a battle of the bands between, there's three colleges in town. One of them's a private college and then just another like state college. And then Florida Southern's also private. And it was just a fun get together in the local park area and like the downtown city area. And it was just a fun battle of the bands between each school basically brought out a band. And the better band won. It was like fan voted. It was just a fun event for the community.
Okay. So, yeah. Now, I know that you perform country music. Have you ever done any other type of music, or is it just so embedded in you? I know that you, your mom is from the country, and you've got some country roots. Is that where you get that from?
Yeah, so that's kind of where I got the country side of it. And growing up, my sister and her now husband, they were dating at the time, were really into country music. And to be honest, also a girl I had a crush on back in the day was really into country music. So that always helps too. But I really love country music just because I feel like it's very genuine, down-to-earth music. But I was into other music as well. As far as, let's see here, I got really into John Mayer. Because I'm big on guitar playing as well. So John Mayer, back in high school, I really got into his work and his guitar playing. Mm-hmm. And then I liked all kinds of different concert I ever went to was actually a Christian concert when I was a little kid. And I think it was Michael W. Smith back when he was like at his prime. So that was really cool. And that was actually the funny thing about that is that concert was here in Lakeland. I'm actually in Lakeland just on vacation right now. But that concert was back in Lakeland before I even lived here. So it was kind of funny to like foreshadow that. But that was my first concert. But yeah, I love music, you know, whether it's country music or, you know, other genres I definitely love as well. But the root of it is country music. I feel like it's just so genuine, and how can you not like it?
Yeah. I was going to ask, you know, what inspired you to stick with it? And you kind of just pretty much answered that, being inspired by the girls from the girl that you liked in high school and, just kind of your roots and stuff. Now, I know that in the music business, sometimes there's a lot of hurdles. When you come up against something challenging for yourself, what inspires you to keep moving on and pushing through that? To stay focused?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I would say for me, there's definitely challenges. As you know, any musician out there, I'm sure, would say the same thing. But at the end of the day, it's what you love to do. It's what you have a passion for. It's what the gifts that I believe God gave me, and gave me this passion, and I'm addicted to it. And ever since I picked up guitar when I was 13, I couldn't put the guitar down. And before that, I was playing piano a lot. But I think it's like who I am. You know, I mean, ultimately, you know, who I am is in Christ, is in God. But the music, you know, the music side of it is, I mean, that's the gift God gave me, the drive. And a lot of it wasn't all God given. I mean, I put in a ton of hours, a lot of work, but he gave me the passion is what I like to tell people. He's the one that kind of embedded that passion. And then from there, I just work at it. So yeah, there's definitely frustrating times, frustrating days, years, months, especially when you're trying to get signed or whatever your goal is in music. But at the end of the day, it's fun, and you never work a day in your life if you're doing, you know, trying to make the hobby an actual career, which is basically what I feel like it is. So,
well, and that's just like with podcasting, you know, turning a hobby that you don't get paid for into a career. So
there you go.
Right there with you. And you know, a lot of people don't understand that success is a verb. It's not a noun. And you can pray all you want, and you can knock, and that door will be open. But if you don't take those steps to go through it, you're not going to get anywhere. So
there's a lot of
hard, you know, hard work and dedication. Absolutely. Fruits of your labor. So now, do you have anything that you're working on that may be coming up soon that you can let our listeners know on? I know that your latest single, Beach Drive, and if you, the audience, play down on in the bio, push play, you can listen to Beach Drive. He is really, really good at what he does. Great songwriter, and his music is on key. So, but yeah, fill us in. What do you got going on?
Yeah, so Beach Drive, it's, you know, that's been a question people have asked me a lot lately, because Beach Drive, it's been almost this summer, it's been about 2 years since I put new music out. But as far as new music goes, I'm constantly writing. First off, in Nashville, you're always writing. And I have a lot of songs to pull from and trying to figure out what songs are going to be on this next project. I don't think I'm going to do a full album yet. I mean, especially the way music is today. I mean, there's definitely a time and a place for an album, but for where I'm at right now, I think I'm going to try to put out either a single or 3 to 4 EP, song EP. Yeah. I have the songs I want. I definitely have the songs together, you know, already written and everything for the most part, how I want them. It's just a matter of recording, and, that's very expensive as well, but I'm working on that.
Well,
I'm hoping by the summer, to answer your question, hopefully by the summer, I can get some new music out to everybody. And I'm really excited. I think you guys are going to like it.
Well, I can't wait because what you have is really good stuff, and
Thank
I
you.
can't wait to hear more. And I'll
Thank you.
definitely share it. And you know, getting into the studio and stuff, everything is an investment. All of it's an investment. The distribution, the everything in the beginning is you've got to invest in yourself, but you're so good at it. I know that when you do, you're going to do quite well. So,
Thank you.
Growing up, who inspired you?
That's a good question. I mean, I had a lot of different people inspire me outside of music, but as far as artists go, I would say, I mean, listening to country music, I really love George Strait, and I think most people do that really respect country and are big country mm-hmm. fans. And George Strait, I just love his stuff, and I always will, always have. So definitely George Strait, but also Kenny Chesney, kind of when he was, I mean, he's still killing it now, but when he was really at his prime, when like She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy and all those big songs were coming out, that's really when I was really, really getting into country music. So I would say Kenny, and then all the new artists today, Luke Bryan, obviously, is a great performer and someone to look up to in the industry, and the list goes on and on. Alan Jackson, a lot of classic guys that you know, I really look up to, but even the new ones. So I like a lot of artists, but then as far as like looking up to people in general, mm-hmm. my father is it awesome. He's not a musician at all, but just a role model, and a lot of different role models in my life. But as far as music goes, I would say the top two would be George Strait, and then Kenny Chesney, and then mm-hmm. probably Luke Bryan for today.
Okay. Now, I'm aware that you've done some touring in the past. Are you still doing tours? Do you have any tours coming up?
Yes, I have done a lot of touring in the past. Last summer, I went to Arizona and played some shows out there. That was a long drive from Nashville. Nothing on the books yet. I'm kind of looking to book more. I'm looking to collab with some booking agents.
Okay.
Nothing yet, but still trying to figure that out. But I do plan to play a lot of places. A lot of people want to see me in the Southeast and back in, you know, my home state of Florida and right. Georgia. Alabama,
go to the Midwest too. Don't forget the Midwest.
Yes, I do. Yes, and I have played the West some, and I would love to come out to Cali. And play Texas and Arizona, but I just want to play everywhere, to be honest. So it will happen. It definitely will. I can't say exactly when though.
Well, for our listeners that want to follow, keep up with what you got going on, and check out his music. And you know, like he said, sometime this year, he has possibly a few more EPs coming out. So you can keep an eye open for mm-hmm. that. Where can our listeners follow you at?
Yeah, you can follow me a lot of places. I would say the first one, I would go on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's pretty simple. Everything is at John Ray Music. So you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook/ John Ray Music for everything. And then make sure to join my email list. That's a great way to follow me. Just go to my website. That's really simple. JohnRay.com. And the trick is to spell Ray, R-H-E-Y. It's spelled a little different. So JohnRay.com. If you want a free song right now, go enter your email into the email section right there and get a free song, and you can follow all my updates and weekly updates. But yeah, you can find me pretty much anywhere. YouTube, John Ray Music, pretty much everything. Just John Ray Music, pretty simple.
Sounds great. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be a new guest, and this has been a new podcast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.